Thank you for calling me, brother. Can I help you?
Hi, good morning. Am I speaking with Ceci?
Yes.
Hi, Ceci. This is Nadine Medina. You were speaking with one of my other representatives, Gail, yesterday. But she wanted me to actually give you a call because I believe you wanted your husband on the phone as well. And he speaks Spanish. I'm bilingual. So, okay. Awesome. I don't... Okay. No worries.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, so we're back.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't get his name. My apologies.
Alberto.
Alberto?
Yeah.
Hi, Alberto. Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Mi nombre es Nidhi Medina. Estoy llamando yo de la compañía Local Splash. Yo sé que ayer habían hablado con su esposa, pero quería regresar la llamada para poder platicar con los dos acerca de publicidad en la primera página de Google. Espero que ahorita están teniendo un bonito día, ¿no?
Sí, gracias a Dios, sí.
Eso sí. So, acerca de esta posición, te lo voy a explicar de nuevo, ¿okay?
Okay.
A la compañía de nosotros, Local Splash, somos asociados de Google y asociados de Facebook. So, el razón que les habían llamado ayer era acerca de publicidad en la primera página de Google en el mapa. No sé si has hecho una búsqueda anterior buscando como un taller o hasta un restaurante en Google y has visto la mapa que salen los resultados, ¿no?
Okay.
Lo que tiene globos colorados.
Sí.
So, pero abajo de esa mapa es donde vas a ver que también hay una lista de negocios que uno puede, pues, agarrar direcciones, cliquear a mar el negocio hasta ver el website.
Yeah.
Ahí es donde publicamos a los negocios sabiendo que 90% de las búsquedas empiecen y terminan en esa primera página.
Okay.
Y la posición que tenemos es una posición exclusiva por el razón que trabajamos con una compañía por cada industria en cada área. Y el razón es porque queremos que la compañía con quien trabaja con nosotros, que uno agarra lo máximo de llamadas directas. ¿Okay?
Okay.
So, cuando mi representante estuvo hablando con su esposa, en las notas pusieron que me mandaron que ustedes tienen 2 años que abrieron la compañía, B Brothers Construction, ¿correcto?
Sí.
Okay. Y sí encontré el sitio de web. Yo sé que ustedes están localizados en Clinton, pero áreas que cubren pusieron, yo creo que pusieron DC y Virginia, ¿correcto?
Sí.
Okay. So.
Y Maryland.
Y el Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. So, ustedes, yo dijera, eso es como más de 100 millas, ¿no?
Por ahí, sí.
Okay, okay. Y entonces, es para residencial y también comercial. Pero,
sí,
¿qué son los servicios que ustedes enfocan más? Porque si fijo yo en su sitio de web, que es bien bonito, miro que es remodelación de cocina, de baño y de flooring. Eso es sí. Como los servicios primarios. Okay.
Sí.
Okay. Okay, perfecto. Ahora, yo encontré también que tienen como de comentarios de 5 estrellas, hay como unos 6 en una página de Angie's Leads. So, lo que nosotros buscamos en las calificaciones de una compañía, tenemos requeridos, okay. Los requeridos que buscamos es una compañía que tiene buena reputación, okay, que ofrezca un trabajo de calidad y que puede aceptar más clientes. Honestamente, con lo que yo veo leyendo los comentarios en el Angie's Leads, mirando su sitio de web, el trabajo de calidad, pues, sí lo hagas, ¿no? Eso sí estamos de acuerdo, por lo menos.
Okay.
So, ustedes sí califican. Ahora, ¿cómo le está yendo con el Angie's Leads? ¿Cómo le gustan los leads que le están llegando?
Bueno, está un little bit like it's not sometimes
a little expensive,
right?
Un
yeah.
Poco caro. Okay.
Yeah, like get a job, but then you know you get other ones that you're paying for and they're not coming. So
okay.
You know.
So
they get their money, but they don't.
Yeah, well, because you guys are paying per lead. Están pagando por cada lead que le están enviando, ¿correcto?
Lo agarremos,
okay.
No lo agarremos.
Ajá, aunque sea si convierte un trabajo o no, si no contestan, te lo cobran.
Oh.
¿Cuánto tiempo llevan con ellos ahora? How long have you guys been with them?
Like a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, you've been with them for a while now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time. Okay.
Oh.
¿Cuántos? Vamos a ver.
Make it a little bit better.
Yeah. So, ¿le gustan pagando por cada lead?
Do we like that? No.
Yeah, okay. So it kind of sounds like if you were to get them on the phone, si los puedes tener en el teléfono el cliente, ustedes no tienen problema con cerrando el trabajo, ¿no? Digo, okay. So you have a good closing ratio is what I would say. Kind of tough for me to say it in Spanish. Disculpe porque mi español a veces es como de pocha, pero sí me entiendes, ¿no?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, ¿qué es más o menos lo que ustedes están pagando por los leads? Digo, a la semana, yo sé que son diferentes precios los leads, pero ¿cuánto están invirtiendo a la semana o al mes con los leads que están recibiendo?
Bueno,
nomás un estimado.
Ultimadamente, they've been really high, so they've been like 90-something each, so I'm like...
90 each, wow.
Yeah, so we've had,
okay.
Pay at least 300, 300-something
per week.
Per week, so I'm like...
Por cada semana, ay Dios mío.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not worth it. Huh.
No, es mucho dinero. ¿Y ustedes no tienen un Facebook page?
No, that's what I was looking into. To opening up now.
Okay. Do you have a personal one, though? ¿Tienes uno personal?
No, I don't.
Okay. The reason that I ask, y te lo voy a explicar, nosotros le podemos ayudar con el Facebook para crearte una página en el Facebook. La única cosa es que tienes que tener, aunque sea por lo menos uno personal, porque así es como lo creamos, por el personal, para que ustedes puedan tener el acceso. Nadie va a ver la página personal, okay? But it's how they're created, Ceci. So if you could even create just a personal Facebook for yourself, you don't have to add pictures or anything, just so that we can create the one for the business, and this way you have access to it, so you could even upload photos on there when need be, okay? And then, ¿ustedes sí tienen licencia y seguridad para la compañía?
Yes.
Okay. Estaba viendo yo para ver si de casualidad califican por otro tipo de servicio. Okay. So, déjame, si les mando ahorita un enlace, ¿sí la pueden abrir? Porque les voy a mandar el pricing page, que estemos en el teléfono ahorita. Are you able to open it up, Ceci, if I send it to your phone?
Through email or...
A text message or email, what do you prefer?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you. Okay. So, do you have your email up right now?
I can put
it. Or I could text it to you if that's easier. And then you can just open it while we're on the phone. Okay. Les voy a mandar, es el pricing page. Va a tener los precios originales, pero esos precios no aplican a ustedes porque todavía le tengo que poner los descuentos. Okay, esto no se asustan, que no tengan un patatús cuando la vean.
Oh.
Okay, ahorita le acaba de mandar un enlace y es el enlace, disculpe, cuando la cliqueas va a abrir la página de los precios, pero te voy a enseñar lo que nosotros hacemos para que la pueden ver, para ser muy transparente con ustedes, okay?
Okay.
So just click on it when you open it and then I'm going to walk you guys through it. It'll say at the top, cuando lo cliqueas va a decir Local Splash, take control of your online presence, que toma control de su presencia en el internet.
Okay.
Ahora, el modo como nosotros le vamos a ayudar con generando más clientes, okay, es poniéndote en lo que se dice search engines, okay, que sería en el Google, en el Bing, porque esos son los search engines que muchos usan, okay, la mayoría, 90%.
Wow.
So vamos a poner para que le hayan ahí en esas partes de Google y también en el Bing. Le vamos a ayudar con alcanzando más clientes potenciales, pero clientes de calidad y que no le está saliendo tan caro, ¿ok? Otra cosa que nosotros, yo les voy a decir que les voy a recomendar, cuando le publicamos en el Google, es muy importante que sus clientes que le dejan los comentarios en Google. Porque vamos a decir esto, que si ustedes ya no continúan con el Angie's Leads Home Advisor, si no renuevas su subscription, right? Su suscripción con ellos, toda su información se va a borrar. No se queda ahí. So, los comentarios que tienes se borran. So, cuando nosotros, hasta cuando yo miro que una persona también ya tiene Google, yo les digo, yo les recomiendo que los comentarios que lo dejan los clientes en el Google, porque eso nunca se va a borrar. Okay. So, con los comentarios, nosotros te mandamos un enlace para que ya puedes estar mandando eso a sus clientes, hasta sus clientes del pasado, para que ya pueden empezar a dejarte comentarios en el Google.
Okay.
So, we help you review those. Ustedes van a recibir una notificación en cuando le dejan un comentario en Google para que la pueden ver antes que se publique. También, lo que yo digo es, eso bonito de la programa es poder ver todos sus resultados. So nosotros le creamos, es un tablero de reportes en donde van a poder ver todas sus palabras claves que pertenece a sus servicios, ver todas sus campañas, mirar de dónde hicieron la búsqueda, cuántas llamadas han recibido, los correos electrónicos de los clientes. So van a poder ver todos sus resultados. Y le mandamos un username y password para que pueden entrar en cualquier momento que gustarían. ¿Ok? Un poco más abajo vas a ver que la compañía de nosotros tenemos 17 años. Vamos a cumplir 18 este diciembre. Hemos ayudado más de 10,000 compañías por los Estados Unidos ayudándoles con publicidad en Google. Y de las estrellas de los comentarios que nosotros tenemos de 5, tenemos como 4.9. Que no es tan mal si consideras que ya llevamos muchos años, ¿no? La compañía. Ahora, el proceso, hacemos el consultation. So, viendo cuál es el plan, sabiendo lo que es las necesidades de ustedes. Y entonces, escogimos un plan. Hacemos el client interview, so vas a tener una cita de entrevista de cliente con uno de los técnicos que tiene el entrenamiento y el certificación. Ellos son, ahí es donde yo digo que va a pasar la mágica porque platican con ustedes sobre las palabras claves, las campañas, sobre mucho más detalles, okay. Van a tener un equipo de técnicos dedicado a su cuenta. Siempre estamos comunicando con ustedes cuando veamos que hay una palabra clave, que uno está haciendo la búsqueda más, le vamos a hacerle el update con ustedes, ¿okay? Y siempre estamos manteniendo a tu página. No es como le ponemos en el Google y ahí le dejamos y le decimos buena suerte. Te estamos manteniendo porque lo que nosotros ofrecemos es mensualidad, la programa, mes a mes. So siempre estamos ganando a su negocio cada mes. Okay. Mires que somos partners de Google. Lo que eso quiere decir es que Google reconoce que nosotros, que los técnicos de nosotros tienen el entrenamiento y el certificación. Y por esa razón, Google permita que juntamos nuestros servicios con la publicidad de ellos. So, por eso los posiciones son exclusivos. Okay. Ahora, vamos a hablar de los paquetes que vean allí, que son caros, ¿no? Digo. So, tenemos el Pro, tenemos el Platino, que es el Platinum, y tenemos la que es la más popular, que es el Platinum Premier. Okay. La recomendación sería el Platinum Premier o el Platino. Y te voy a explicar lo que cada incluye. Okay. Si veamos en la que dice más popular, el Platinum Premier, okay. Te voy a explicar muy bien en Google cada parte lo que cubre. Cuando hablamos sobre el mapa, okay, el mapa le va a poner para que le hayan en su código y es el código de la dirección que das para que Google le puede mandar el verificación, okay. So, le van a hallar en su código y 20 millas alrededor de tu código. Para poder alcanzar gente afuera de tu área local, lo que es afuera de los 20 millas, tienes que correr campañas en Google o correr campañas en Facebook. Okay. Campañas en Facebook va a cubrir hasta 50 millas. Campañas en Google va a cubrir hasta 100, no más de 100 millas.
What do you mean about that?
So to kind of break it down for you, right? When you're looking at the local map, right? The local map is going to, we have to get you PIN verified with Google first. So meaning, Google's going to send you out a PIN code in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. It could be to your home address. Your address will not show on Google. So that's where the red dot's going to be at, right? So they're going to be able to find you when they're searching for your services in your zip code and 20 miles around your zip code. That's what the local map covers. For us to cover outside of what we consider your local area outside of the 20 miles, we either have to run Google ads or Facebook ads. Facebook ads will cover up to 50 miles. Google ads will cover up to 100 miles. That's the furthest that it will cover.
How are these ads? You guys create these ads or?
We create everything. Everything that we're going to discuss, we're creating it. You guys aren't doing anything because we're going to be servicing it. We'll do the creation. We'll be managing it all. Pretty much all you're doing is sending us pictures when you want stuff updated, letting us know, hey, I want these keywords added. We're doing these other services. We want to target these areas. But I want to explain how each component works because I know you guys cover DC, you cover Maryland, and then you're also covering Virginia. So I want to be transparent. The furthest we can cover for you guys is 100 miles, and that would be with the Google ads. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Sí tiene un poco sentido, Alberto. Does he kind of end? Okay, nomás quería saber. No quiero que te sientes que solo yo y Ceci estamos platicando y ahí le dejamos al lado.
Okay,
so el paquete platino, lo que eso incluye es, le vamos a crear el profile page en el Google. So le vamos a crear una página en Google, lo mantenemos en la primera página allí. Okay. El SEO content creation es lo que vamos a crear. So, las palabras claves, las áreas que estamos cubriendo. Nosotros vamos a crear todo. Ustedes no van a tener que hacer nada. Vamos a crear todas las listas, los directorios y todo. Okay. Como yo le estaba comentando a Ceci, la única cosa que cuando ustedes quieren una modificación de algo, quieren cubrir otras áreas, quieren poner más fotos, esa es la única cosa que van a hacer, es mandarnos más fotos o llamarnos cuando quieres hacer un cambio. Nosotros vamos a encargar de todo, ¿ok? Oh. Le vamos a poner en el Bing local. También, donde dice Popular Directory Submission, le vamos a publicar en otros directorios populares, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, el BBB, etc.
Ok.
Le vamos a ayudar con manteniendo sus reviews, ¿ok?
Ok.
Nuestro equipo de técnicos están aquí en los Estados Unidos. Nosotros estamos localizados, la compañía, en Costa Mesa, California. Okay. Okay, pero asistimos por todos los Estados Unidos y todo lo hacemos dentro de la compañía. No lo mandamos afuera para que lo hagan. Uh-huh. Le vamos a crear el Facebook page y allí también vamos a correr anuncios en el Facebook. Okay, so le vamos a crear una página de Facebook para su negocio y vamos a correr anuncios allí. Los anuncios van a aparecer en el momento que uno está haciendo una búsqueda perteneciendo a sus servicios, cuando están en Facebook mirando fotos o historias, van a ver su anuncio apareciendo en la computadora de ellos y por su teléfono móvil. Pero okay, eso le va a ayudar con alcanzando más clientes potenciales y podemos correrlos para que cubre gente de interés, uno que gana un cierto cantidad anual o por locación.
Okay.
Cuando cliquean a su anuncio, le pueden llamar directo o lo podemos mandar que cuando ellos lo cliquean, que van directamente a su sitio de web. ¿Ok? Uh-huh. También vamos a incluir las campañas en el Google, que son los que están a mero arriba. En las campañas de Google, ¿ok?, van a ver que pueden cubrir por código postal, pueden cubrir por condado, por ciudad, o pueden cubrir hasta 100 millas, lo que ustedes preferían. So van a tener dos lugares primarios en el Google, el mapa y en las campañas. El sitio de web, vamos a asegurar que su sitio de web esté conectado en donde le publicamos. Okay. Hacemos el call y el conversion tracking. So van a poder ver las llamadas que están recibiendo y lo que es lo que está convirtiendo a trabajos. El Advanced Reporting System es donde van a poder ver todos sus reportes. Okay. El tablero de reportes. El Account Dashboard, disculpe. Eso es donde ustedes van a poder entrar allí para ver sus campañas, pueden agregar fotos allí, pueden hacer cambios cuando gustarían, pero ahí es donde van a ver todo. Request review. Tú puedes, cuando ustedes gustarían, pueden pedir que le hagan un review sobre su cuenta. Nosotros, aunque sea que lo vamos a estar manteniendo, cuando ustedes gustarían, pueden pedir, queremos hacer un review sobre la cuenta y le hagan una cita para el técnico que puede sentar, bueno, en el teléfono con ustedes para poder revisar todo, ¿ok? So, siempre vas a tener alguien aquí para asistirle.
Ok.
Y también vamos a cubrir la plataforma móvil. Eso va cubriendo Amazon Alexa, el Google Home, iPhones, Androids y las tabletas. So, si están usando alguno de esos aparatos, haciendo una búsqueda sobre sus servicios, también le van a poder hallar por esos aparatos. Okay, ya sabes que muchos usan Alexa, find me a remodeling contractor near me.
Uh-huh.
So, Alexa va a decir el nombre de la compañía, su número de teléfono, y esa persona cuando dice call now, le van a llamar a ustedes. Ya muchos lo usan, Siri, find me a remodeling contractor, find me a tire shop. Ya ves que muchas, pues esos son los que están usando ahora. Y yo siempre uso mi teléfono, ¿no? Mientras, bueno, cuando no estoy en el trabajo, digo. Ahora, del precio, ¿ok? Este paquete, como ustedes vean ahí, normalmente es $1,098, ¿ok? Por el primer mes. y viene con el setup fee, que es de $299 una vez que pagas. Es más de $1,300 el pago inicial. Ya cada mes después, entonces sería $549, right? Okay. So, lo que yo voy a hacer por ustedes es esto. El precio mensual para ustedes hoy, okay, cada mes solo va a ser $599, porque estoy incluyendo las campañas en el Facebook también. Eso, las campañas en Facebook es aparte, okay. So, con las campañas de Facebook también incluidos, le va a salir a $599 al mes y el setup fee solo va a ser $99. So, el pago inicial para ustedes, para que pueden empezar hoy, entonces sería $698. Pero ya cada mes después solo van a pagar $599. Es un precio fijo. No okay. hay taxes, no hay cobros escondidos, no le estamos cobrando por llamada ni por cada trabajo que reciben. Solo pagarías eso.
Sé que esto solo es mensual, nada de...
Mensual, correcto, mensual.
$698
is for the first month, yeah. The $698, because it's the $599 plus the $99 setup fee. Every month after that, solo va a ser $599. That's it, nothing else.
And that's for the whole package here, or this is for
the... That's for the Premier Platinum package with also the Facebook ads included.
Okay. And that's going to cover how many miles around?
It's with the Google, so with the Google ads, okay, it's going to cover, the furthest it'll cover is 100 miles with the Google ads. The Facebook ads, we're going to cover 50 miles. So if there's certain areas, even with the Facebook ads that you kind of want to target now, we can be specific, but also lo pueden cambiar en cuando gustarían ustedes. Como por ejemplo, si ponemos para que cubre en las campañas de Google 100 millas, okay, pero vamos a decir que en el siguiente mes ustedes solo quieren ponerlo para nomás 70, right? 70 miles. Mm-hmm. Su precio nunca se va a cambiar cuando hagan cambios, okay? Yo recomiendo que empiecen con este paquete por el razón de lo que ustedes cubren, pero toman en cuenta, si van a querer estar como en otros estados, que ya ves que algunas áreas que cubren ustedes es como unos 200 millas, para poder cubrir en esas áreas tendrías que poner otra locación, y yo no estoy recomendando que hagan otra locación. Like, we would have to create you a separate listing, and I wouldn't recommend that right now, Ceci. I would recommend, let's work off of this first, right?
Right.
Start generating business, you know? And then we can always go from there.
Yeah, like, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as...
I wouldn't want to go that far either.
Not right now.
No, y con los precios del gas, imagínate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying start small, and then if we look that, you know, we can expand, then we can expand.
Yeah.
Because if it's, you know, a small ratio around, but, you know, you are getting all these jobs, then why do you need to look further, you know?
Yeah. And one thing I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the Google ads, what I want to explain is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Es como teniendo un pedazo de pan, un pedazo de toast. Y cuando le pones la mantequilla, ya ves que cuando estás poniendo la mantequilla en todo, por todo el pan, cómo se pone más delgadito, ¿no?
Mm-hmm.
How it melts.
Mm-hmm.
That's how far out you're spreading yourself. So imagine the Google ads, right? It's like a piece of toast, and you put that butter on there, and you're spreading it out. It's getting thinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you guys started at 70 miles, there's a book of business. You know what I mean? You don't have to cover the 100 miles, but you can if you want it, okay?
Right.
You guys, I honestly would say start off with even 70 miles or choose certain zip codes. Escoge algunos códigos específicos en donde ustedes gustarían estar ahí apareciendo. Así lo pueden hacer. No tiene que ser por viaje. Puede ser por códigos específicos que quieren cubrir, por condado, por ciudades o por viaje. Okay. Así es como podemos correr las campañas en el Google. So you could be very specific. If you know where there's a, where there's an area where there's more money to be made, you know, where you know the area is better than we do, right? As far as like where you want to be found in.
Right.
So you can be super specific to the areas that you want to target.
Okay.
Very specific to them.
That sounds good.
And then there's something else I'm looking at too. Who typically, so the business is under you and Alberto, right?
Right, it's both of us.
Okay. I want to ask you guys, les voy a hacer una pregunta, okay, porque también ofrezcan, ya ves que como ustedes están pagando por los leads con el Angie's Leads y Home Advisor, right? Pero lo estás apartiendo con otras compañías, te cobran por cada uno, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hay muchos que preferían o que también gustarían pagar por los leads, por cada lead que reciben. So, lo que hizo Google, ellos crearon un programa que se llama Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of it? Google Garantizado?
No.
Okay. So, lo que es Google Guaranteed es, Google creó ese programa en donde los leads solo llegan a ustedes. No lo estás apartiendo con nadie más. Pero ellos tienen requeridos porque Google pone $2,000 del dinero de ellos a la persona que les escoge, okay? They're pretty much backing you up and saying you're a qualified company that's passed their background check, porque ellos hagan un background check, quieren la licencia de la compañía y la aseguranza, pero cuando hacen el background check, ellos piden por el seguro social para hacer el background check, porque ellos están buscando para ver si tienen algunos cargos criminales.
Okay.
So, with that, and I'm looking to see first if it's available in your area. So, the leads, they only come to you, but they're phone calls, right? They call them leads. And what happens is, and let me just ask my manager if he could check real quick if it's available in your guys' area. Modeler. Under general contracting. And even if it's something that you guys don't do now, I'd rather know if it's available for you. But with that, the leads, right? There's the application fee that comes with it. It's a one-time $250 application fee. If it's what they do is they run a background check on the person that's face-to-face with the client. So if that's you and Alberto, they would, you would only pay the $250 one time, but you guys would both do the background check. So we would need, they would need the social security number, business license, and insurance for the business, okay? Once you pass the background check, right, that's when they would charge you the monthly for the leads. And let me look. So we could get you guys for the category that's available in your area would be for the general contractor, which would cover the remodeling, right? Side of it. So I'll tell you what the cost would be just so you have an idea on that. So the leads, they charge you the monthly, but the leads, if let's say you get a lead and it's outside of your service area, right? Let's say they called you, I don't know, about landscaping, right? Google will credit that back to you. It's not a qualified lead. So you'll get that money back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't set an appointment or talk about price, Google will credit you that lead back. Okay. So just to kind of give you an idea what the monthly would cost you. So it's a big difference than how you do the leads with Angie's Leads, right? Because no matter what, they're charging you. No matter what. But these leads are coming straight to you. You're not, they're not, you're not sharing them with anyone else. They're coming just to you. So that program, if you went with the Google Guaranteed, once you pass the background check, then it would cost you $956 a month. Your leads are costing you $73.33. But let's say, Ceci, you only got one lead in the month, right? You're not going to pay $956 again. No van a pagar de nuevo los $956. Solo van a pagar por el un lead que recibieron. So you're only going to pay for the one lead, the $73.33. Okay? Google guarantees that you will get up to 13 leads, up to 13 leads in the month, right?
A month.
But if you only get four leads, okay, it rolls over. So meaning the next month, you're not paying $956 again. You're going to pay for this, you're going to pay $73.33 times four leads that you received. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So, it's like you're replenishing your bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to give you an example, let's say you guys decided you wanted to do this too, right? You would pay the $250 application fee just the one time.
Mm-hmm.
We set up a client interview for that program, okay, because they're going to walk you, they're going to help you with reviewing your application, submitting the license for the business, the insurance, and then the background checks for you and Alberto, right? From there, once, then let's say come end of September, you guys pass the background check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when you would pay the $956 for the Google Guaranteed program. Let's say in that month, okay, let's say in October, you only got two leads, right? Come November, you're not going to pay $956 again. You're only going to pay the $73.33 times two,
right?
For the two leads that you got. But let's say you got 13 leads, but one of those leads was calling for landscaping. They're going to put that money back, the $73.33. They're going to credit it back to you because that's not a qualified lead. Google created this program, and the reason that they have those requirements is because they're putting up $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the client that selects you, because Google is basically backing you up and saying that, you know, you provide a quality service, you're a legitimate company, and you've passed their requirements. So that's why they created this program, because there's a lot of companies out there that would rather, you know, they like to pay per lead, but, you know, they're utilizing HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, and they're not liking the fact that they're paying for every single one and it's being shared. And you don't get credited back, right?
Right.
So this is an option for you guys. You know, it's definitely, it's a really good program. To be very honest with you, it's a really good program, but it is a process, okay?
Yeah.
And even if you don't do it now, it's always something that you can add on at a later time as well. It is available in your area. They don't always have all categories available in areas.
Okay.
Okay. Yo sé que es mucha información, ¿no? Pero, ¿qué piensan de, como del primer paquete que le estaba explicando sobre el Premier Platinum?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be worth it for us.
Y para que sepan ustedes el horario, porque yo digo que eso es importante, ¿no? Saber que cuándo van a estar ya publicados. So, el horario va a ser así. Hoy que creamos su cuenta, hoy yo prefería hacer también su cita de entrevista de cliente, okay, que va a ser con uno de los técnicos. Podemos pedir a alguien en español para, me imagino que los dos van a querer estar en la cita, ¿no? De cliente. Both of you would want to be on, does Alberto want to be a part of it, or would you be the one just handling it? Either or, I could have a bilingual person as well.
I just to, you know, listen and make sure, you know.
Okay.
So you can understand.
And he's aware. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
I mean, See, I'm the one running everything, but I like
okay.
to understand what's going on.
Of course. No, eso es importante, pues por eso están casados, ¿no?
Yeah.
A veces mi esposo hace decisiones y me dice, ah, yo prefiero pedir perdón que permiso. Pero no, es mejor que estén los dos en la misma página, ¿no? So, lo que hacemos hoy es la cita de entrevista. Como si yo ahorita estoy mirando el calendario, esa cita es lo más importante. Okay, lo más importante porque van a revisar todo de nuevo. They're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the areas we're targeting, your Facebook ads, your Google ads. They're going to go over everything with you. Okay? So, podemos hacer la cita hoy en la tarde o si no para mañana porque yo creo que tienes que crear el Facebook page, right, Ceci?
Yeah, I would have to create one.
Okay, so I would recommend then que lo hacemos no más tarde que mañana la cita de entrevista. Okay, podemos crear todo ahorita de la cuenta, pero mañana hacemos la cita de entrevista de cliente. De esa cita de 6 a 10 días van a recibir la tarjeta de verificación que viene por correo postal. Okay, va a llegar a su dirección, la que das para que le verifiquen ahí. Ese código es lo que le va a hacer el globo colorado ahí en el mapa, ¿ok? Entre y lo vas a recibir de 6 a 10 días. 5 a 7 días ya le vamos a tener creado el Facebook página para el negocio. Le vamos a poner en todos los directorios y le vamos a mandar los login credentials ya para que pueden estar entrando viendo sus resultados.
Okay.
7 a 14 días, las campañas en Facebook y las campañas en Google, que son a mero arriba, ya van a estar vivos. Those are going to be live, up and running. The Facebook and the Google ads within 7 to 14 days. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
En los términos y condiciones de nosotros,
you guys are like,
what was that?
Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
A new website or anything like that. You can use the one you have, right?
No, we're going to use the one you have. We're not going to touch your website. We don't touch it at all. You own that website, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So el sitio de web de ustedes es la que va a estar conectado en los directorios, en el Google. So we're going to make sure that that website is attached wherever we're listing your business. Okay?
Yes.
Ahora, en los términos y condiciones de nosotros que te mandamos escrito, okay, ahí dice que su compañía va a tener primera página presencia en el mapa, okay, entre 30 a 45 días. So 30 to 45 days is when you're going to be listed in the local map, okay. That takes a little longer. Eso dura un poquito más tiempo porque están esperando de 6 a 10 días por la tarjeta que le llegue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We do like to under-promise and over-deliver. I've seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner, okay? A veces sí ha pasado un poco más pronto, pero para que ustedes sepan, porque eso dura un poquito más tiempo, el mapa, por eso le publicamos en las campañas de Facebook, las campañas de Google y en los directorios mucho más pronto, para que ya pueden tener esa presencia y empezar de recibir llamadas. So, para ser muy transparente con ustedes, por esa razón, la compañía solo pide que lo tratas por lo menos, okay, 2 meses. Right? They ask for a 2-month verbal commitment just to stay committed for 2 months, que no te vayas antes que pasas a la mágica, porque no es como prendemos un foco y ya vas a estar en la primera página mañana. Es un proceso. Okay? Pero en cada paso que estamos tomando, ya cuando están en las campañas de Google, Facebook, en los directorios, en la primera página de Google, también le vamos a estar mandando notificaciones, ya dejándoles saber cuando están publicados ahí. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being processed. So we'll be sending you notifications. You're live in the Facebook ads. You're live in the Google ads. So we're going to keep you very well aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, what do you think? What do you guys think?
Bueno, creo que sí lo vamos a hacer.
Okay.
Oh. So I don't have to worry about that $1,098, right?
No, 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 no. No, no, never. Never, never. In fact, I'm going to do this. So I'm going to send you everything in writing, okay, Ceci, so that you see what the price is that I told you, the $5.99 a month, okay? It's a price that'll never change on you, I promise.
I want to make sure, because usually we get people that say, oh, it's going to be this much.
Sale con una cosa y después con otra, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's this much, and then next thing you know, you got a $1,000 charge on your card.
That's,
no.
Yeah, that's not, about that.
No, no, nunca va a ser ni un centavo más. I promise, okay, so let me do this, okay?
We go ahead and approve this, so this payment will be coming out today, or?
Yeah, the $698 would be coming out today, and so what we're going to do right now, first I'm going to send you a couple emails, and we're going to walk through the whole process, you and I. It takes about, I would say, at the most 15 minutes, if that. But I'm going to, in fact, even walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. It's for your protection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you. It's going to go over the price, okay, that I mentioned, the $5.99 a month. It's going to say your initial payment is going to be $698. It's going to say the date. It's going to say it's a 2-month verbal commitment. Your next payment is going to be $599 on the 25th of September. It's going to go over all of that. It's going to state in there that, you know, once you've completed your term, let's say you decide you just want to discontinue services. All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. That's all we ask. You just give us a call, okay? So if you want to cancel or suspend the account, yeah, that's all we ask. I mean, we're not going to hold you hostage, I promise.
Yeah, and about that, so we can cancel this whenever we want after the 2 months, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
If for any reason, or let's say you guys want to pause it, let's say you got a job, right, and you're literally going to be slammed for 3 months, let's just say, right, and you cannot absolutely take on no work, or let's say it's a part of the season, there's just no work right now, you can always pause it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you pause it, you don't lose your position. We're not servicing it, but you're not being charged either. Like, we have clients, you know, sometimes it's snowing. No one's doing any work, right? Especially there's certain seasons for certain businesses. So what they'll do is they'll put a seasonal hold, and it just kind of pauses their listing, right? But they're not paying for it either. And then I have a gentleman, he does landscape design. He does the construction side of landscaping in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and he signed up, but he's seasonal, you know, because the ground is hard. It's frozen,
right?
Right.
Right.
So he tends to put his on a seasonal hold for a couple of months, and then he'll call us when he's like, okay, go ahead, and I'm ready. So then we just, you know, get it back on, and, I mean, that's it, and he just pays for the month that he's starting again without a setup fee. You just fix it up.
Okay. So when it's paused, basically, it doesn't show up on Google.
No, it's like in limbo, right? It's just like in limbo. It's like, because if you were to cancel, right, the position opens back up for us to start calling out to find, you know, a company to fill it. But when you put it on pause, we can't open it back up. It's still your spot, but you're just like on a hold for now. Does that kind of make a little bit more sense? Not to confuse you.
No, I mean, I'm saying, like, okay, so when somebody goes in there and looks for us or...
So in other words, your Google ads and your Facebook ads would not be running during that time. Put it that way.
The ads, but they
the ads. But you'll still be there. You're still going to be listed. So any of your information on Google, none of that will disappear, even if you canceled with us, Ceci. Any content that we created for you on Google, any reviews that you generated during the time that you were with us, if you were to cancel, none of it will disappear. It all stays. Eventually, okay, you will fall off the first page eventually, and your Google ads and your Facebook ads, they won't be running anymore, and it's because we're not servicing your profile, right? So eventually you'll fall off the first page and your Google ads and your Facebook ads, we're not servicing them either, so they would fall off, right? But mm-hmm. even your business Facebook page, that won't disappear. It'll still be there. So all your content stays and even your reviews. So that's okay. the big difference with, you know, Google and the Angie's Leads because, mm-hmm. you know, You don't renew with them, your reviews are going to disappear.
Right.
You know? So, and you're still in contact with a lot of like your past clients, right? I'm sure they still use
yes.
you. Awesome. Yes. Because we'll even provide you a tiny URL, okay, that you can actually send to your past clients and ask them, do you mind leaving me a review on Google once we have your profile page set up? We'll send you that link, okay, because that would be really good for you.
Right.
I mean, you guys, from what I see, I mean, you guys do good work. I mean, and I don't even know you all that well. Other than in the conversation we've been having.
Right.
So let's do this. Like I said, this is going to take about 15 minutes. What is the best email address for you? This is where we're going to send correspondence from us because we'll contact you through email, text messages, and phone calls, but this is also where we're going to send your receipt. So what's the best email for you?
It would be info@bbrothersconstruction.com.
Okay.
Contractors.com.
Contractors.com. Got it. Did you build a website?
No, we got someone to do it for us. So.
Oh, okay. They did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, they did a really great job.
But
okay.
I feel is that when people don't find us like that. We just unless they put the actual website.
Right. No, it's true. So how they're going to be finding you guys, and we're going to go over a lot more in detail on that in your client interview, is your keywords and your keyword phrases, because the technician has a database.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're going to do is they're going to go over all of that more in detail with you because we want to ensure that we're using the proper keywords and keyword phrases, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just so many different variations, but they'll go over all of that with you in your client interview. So the first email, you're going to receive two emails from me, okay? So the first one that I'm sending, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say Google Advertising with Facebook Ads, okay? And it's going to show you that the price is $5.99 a month with the one-time setup fee, okay, of the $99. It's for the Premier Platinum package. I detailed everything that's included, okay, so that you have it all there. I even put, there's like a little link you could look to see, you know, how Facebook ads looks and so forth, just to kind of have an idea. So
okay.
Let me send that over to you. And then the second email that I'm going to send you, Ceci, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? And what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system, okay? So this way you can kind of get familiar with how the reports will look, all right? So I just sent those two over to you. And then I'm also going to send over to you three text messages. Now, on the bottom of the emails, it does have my contact information, but I always like to provide it to you through text just so that you have it. Now, I am what's considered the lead on the account, Ceci, so I'm the one who creates the accounts, but still, I want you to have my contact info, if at any time, you know, you need to reach out and you're like, hey, I need to talk to someone now, you can always call me and I can get a message over to customer service to let them know, listen, it's urgent. She needs to talk to someone now. Okay. And we're pretty big on our customer service. That's one thing I'll tell you. We really service our clients because we do a month to month. I mean, we want to retain you for a long time, right?
Right.
So, okay. So I just sent you the first text and then I'm sending you a second text. It's going to have the number to customer service. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay? We are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You guys are 3 hours ahead, so for you, we're here 10 to 7, okay, Monday through Friday. Okay.
Oh.
All right. And then I'm also sending you a link. Now, it's for YouTube video. That's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and start tracking your results with us, okay? So it'll walk you through it. It's nothing complicated, I promise you, but I do want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did those three come through to you yet?
Yes, they did.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So you're going to be the primary on the account, right? Are you going to be the only one that we'll be working with? Do you want to also have Alberto as authorized to make changes to the account as well, or do you kind of want to take lead on all of it for now?
He can be added. It's mainly going to be me, but
okay.
In case, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. In case you tell him, hey, I need you to call them and to change this, and then if he calls, we're going to be like, you're not on the account.
Okay.
Let me just notate him on here. So, Alberto, what's his last name?
Batres.
How do you spell that?
B-A-C-R-E-Z.
Batres. B-A-C mm-hmm. as in cat, R-E-Z as in zebra. And it's Alberto, right?
B as in boy, A as in apple, T as in Tom.
Oh, T as in Tom.
Right. R as in Robert.
Okay, E, and then Z like zebra. Okay. And his first name is Alberto, A-L-B-E-R-T-O, right?
His first name is Jose. Alberto Jose.
Okay, got it. Okay. So I'll just put Jose Alberto, but I'll put goes by Alberto, just in case. If you were to say, this is Alberto.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's his phone number? Because if he were to ever call in, Ceci, what they're going to do is they're going to verify him by his phone number. What's his number?
40.
Uh-huh.
286-1773.
240-286-1773, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you've been hearing static on my phone. I don't know why it does that to me when I've been on a call for a while. But if for some reason we get disconnected, I will call you right back. Don't think I hung up on you. Okay. Okay. All right. And then what is your, so do you go by Ceci or is your name Cecilia and you go by Ceci?
No, it's Ceci.
Ceci. How do you spell it? C-E-C-Y or with an I?
With a Y.
C-E-C-Y. Okay. And your last name, is it the same or?
Yes.
Batres. Okay. Now, the phone number that should be listed for the business is going to be the 240-286-2068. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that is the best number for us to contact you on as well, right?
The only number.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Now, the company name, the way it's going to read is capital B, as in boy, and then brothers with a capital B, and that's plural, with the S at the end.
Yeah.
Contractors, do you want the LLC included or without?
That's fine.
Okay. So B, brothers, Contractors LLC. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Google's going to send out that PIN code to you. Remember, it's going to come in the mail, looks like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. So what address do you want them to send it to?
Okay, that would be 10...